Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. DeAndre Wilkins' ex-girlfriend has 4 children and expecting a 5th. She's out walking with friends when the ex, Wilkins, walks up and punches her in the face. Wilkins then allegedly pulls out a kitchen knife and repeatedly stabs her, saying, "I told you I was going to get you." Wilkins stabs the pregnant mom 10 times. The victim survives and IDs Wilkins in a lineup.
Nancy, reportedly the two had been dating for about a year but broke up a few months ago. It's allegedly part of a string of assaults and harassment. Reportedly, Wilkins had assaulted the victim 3 times since July, has allegedly held the victim and her 4 kids captive in their apartment, and threatened to kill the woman if she left. Prosecutors say he has previous convictions for aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, aggravated robbery, and burglary.
Tennessee cops arrest Wilkins for attempted murder and domestic assault. He's held on a $2 million bond. Good riddance. Garrett Petticord burns the midnight oil at his Nebraska jewelry shop when a commotion on security video catches his attention. A would-be thief hurls a rock, shattering the storefront window. The shop owner, however, is a U.S. Army vet. Petticord storms the showroom, gun drawn, to confront the burglar, who is mid-strike, trying to shatter the counter glass. Looking down the barrel of Petticord's gun is enough to send the thief scrambling back through the shattered window. Omaha PD hasn't confirmed whether the would-be jewel thief is now behind bars. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Wisconsin judge has ordered a 17-year-old inmate to stand trial in connection with the death of a counselor at the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Youth Prison this summer. Ryan Niblum waived his right to a preliminary hearing, and Judge Galen Bain Allison of Lincoln County Circuit Court ruled there is enough evidence to proceed to trial. Niblum faces charges of being party to felony murder battery and party to battery. The charges stem from the death of counselor Corey Pruhl on June 24th. Another inmate, a 16-year-old, faces charges of first-degree reckless homicide and multiple counts of battery. Due to the ongoing possibility of the case being moved to juvenile court, Crime Online is withholding the name of the younger defendant. According to court documents, the 16-year-old allegedly attacked 2 counselors after becoming angry with a female staff member he believed was abusing her authority. The altercation began with the 16-year-old throwing soap at the female counselor and escalated to physical violence. He allegedly struck both the female counselor and Pruhl. After being punched, Pruhl fell and hit his head on concrete, later dying from his injuries. Niblum admitted to investigators that he assisted the 16-year-old by providing him with soap and conditioner prior to the incident, knowing that he intended to confront the counselors. Niblum claims he witnessed the attack on Pruhl but did not participate directly in the physical assault. Both defendants now await trial as the case continues to develop. In Minnesota, a 22-year-old woman is now facing serious charges after allegedly driving an SUV into a group of people, resulting in the death of a teenager and injuries to several others. We hear more now from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Latalia Angeli Margulie has been charged with second-degree murder and 5 counts of second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. This according to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. She remains in custody on a $1.5 million bond. Authorities say the incident took place early on the morning of September 14th during what they describe as a confrontation between 2 groups of people in downtown Minneapolis. 16-year-old Demaya Broom was killed when Margulie reportedly drove her vehicle into the crowd without braking. Quote, "This was a devastating crime," said Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty in a statement. Moriarty continued, saying, quote, "Miss Margulie's decision has left a lasting impact on Demaya's family and the community." Police were able to locate the SUV shortly after the incident, aided by a witness who followed the vehicle. Broom was pronounced dead at the hospital, and at least 5 others suffered injuries, including broken legs and a head injury.
Magali now awaits her next court appearance as the investigation continues.
Thanks, John. Jesus Manchila Velez makes road trip plans with one of Robin's Georgia friends, but he's a no-show, so the friends file a missing person report. Same day, his Chevy Tahoe's found abandoned 40 miles away in Crawford County. the only lead inside the Tahoe, a camera police say belongs to 35-year-old Velez. Police say they're still looking for new leads and tracing his route. It's believed he traveled in Houston, Peach, Crawford, and possibly Bibb counties on September 5, the day he went missing. Jesus Velez, Hispanic, 5'8", black hair, brown eyes. If you have info on the whereabouts of Jesus Manchila Velez, call the GBI 478-987-4545 or anonymously 1-800-597-TIPS, 1-800-597-8477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.